This is Dr. Darren Imerino.
This is Chad Tuthill, and we're with Hybrid EdTech Productions.
This podcast discusses indigenous religions.
A lot of what we know about these religions comes from archaeological findings. This is where our discussion begins.
One of the oldest possible sites is actually in Iraq, Shandahar Cave. They have a Neanderthal site where it's possible they have discovered evidence of religious ceremonies of burials and in the fetal position with grave goods, flowers, specific flowers, and herbs that are known to be medicinal herbs. So that's why they're saying this could be shamanism going on.
Wow.
But some people countered and said it could be that the site was tainted by animals bringing in the seeds from those plants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not definitive, but it's,
if
pretty
it's
likely
true, if
it's going
it was
back
religion,
far, yeah.
That has huge implications as to just how early you started thinking about the big things in life, you know, beyond I'm hungry and I want to mate with that one and that one and that one and that one.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, because even in our, this probably just came out of our everyday life and desires, because we didn't have control over much of nature, so we assumed that something did.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to try and appease or propitiate.
So it felt
spirits.
Like nature was being mean. We had to try to, I don't know, influence it in the other direction.
So
through what? Dancing? Singing? Chanting?
Oh, yeah, a whole different... That's definitely some of the options.
Mm-hmm.
So, magic in general.